I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with On the Water magazine editor Kevin Blinkoff. Kevin, our slow start on striped bass seems to be continuing. What's the state of things now?
Yeah, we seem to be about a couple weeks behind where we'd normally expect to be. It's just a function of the cold water temperatures because of the cold winter. But we're starting to pick up more schooly striped bass around, the smaller ones. Still waiting for a push of bigger fish to come, but it could be any day now that those fish show up.
Well, in the meantime, there's plenty of action to keep anglers busy.
There is. Last week we talked a little bit about how it's been a great squid season so far. There are a lot of squid in Vineyard and Nantucket Sound, and over the past few days that's translated into a great bluefish season. Bluefish love to eat squid. So we've been hearing plenty of reports of schools of bluefish, mostly on the south-facing Cape Cod beaches, and also around Martha's Vineyard as well, and some good bluefish, 5 to 8 pounds, and catching them both from boats and from the beach.
Let's talk about bluefish for a moment. They put up such a great fight, and they've got very sharp teeth. I know that you love to fish from a kayak. I wonder if you can share with us what your approach is when you're down low in the water like that with your hands full and you've got one on.
Yeah, bluefish have a reputation for being, I would say, for being mean. And there are people who even call them yellow-eyed devils is one of their nicknames. They're aggressive. They have sharp, incredibly sharp teeth. They can cut a bait fish right in half. And so when I'm out there kayak fishing for them, you really have to be careful. I mean, no matter how you catch them, when you bring them in close, you have to be careful. But when they're around your eye level, down, you know, right in your lap to unhook them, it's kind of about just keeping the head away from your fingertips and, you know, keeping the business end clear. And then using single hooks is probably the most important thing you can do. If you give a bluefish a plug, if it has a plug with treble hooks in its mouth, it'll use it like a weapon. It'll swing its head around, and that's not something you want to deal with no matter what vessel you're fishing out of.
When you start to talk about bluefish, people quickly divide into two camps. There are those who prefer not to, and there are those who love to eat it. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you can almost say that the quality of a bluefish, you know, it's an aggressive fish, and then it also has a strong flavor. This isn't a delicate fish, you know, on the plate either. It has a lot of oiliness to it, not in a bad way, and a lot of fishy flavor to it. I say not in a bad way. I think most people who strongly dislike bluefish have probably had a bad experience where it wasn't prepared well. Because it's oily, it can spoil if you leave it out in the sun. So ice it down quickly, and you should have good fillets when you go to fillet it. The other thing you can do when you clean a bluefish and you look at the meat, there's a strip of very dark-colored red meat, and that has a very strong flavor. But if you cut that away, the rest of the meat is mostly white to gray in color, and I think it's quite delicious. And because it has a strong flavor, you just have to treat it differently and cook it differently. It's not something that you'd want to bread and fry like a delicate white fish. It would end up being too greasy. But it is something that can stand up to, say, blackening in a pan. It can handle the strong, spicy flavors. It's also very popular to grill it because if you put it on a grill, it lets some of that oiliness drain away, but without the fish drying out.
Let's round up our best bets for the Memorial Day weekend now. There's lots of options.
There are lots of options. If you're a shore fisherman, I would really recommend going out and trying for the bluefish. South Cape Beach in Mashpee is kind of one of the most popular places. Plenty of room there to spread out and do some fishing. Also from shore, the striped bass, your best fishing right now tends to be in places like harbors, estuaries, and rivers, and that can be a lot of fun right now. And then from boats, bottom fishing is excellent. So scup and black sea bass, and that's both in Vineyard Sound and in Buzzards Bay, provide plenty of fast action right now.
For more on fishing the Cape and Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.